You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Carbon Ion Technology creator and CEO of ZapGo Limited, Stephen Voller. We'll learn today about the faster charging and safer alternative to lithium ion that has the battery world talking volumes. Mr. Voller, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
And you're most welcome. So from a personal perspective, what energizes Mr. Stephen Voller? Tell us something about yourself. What gets you up and going in the morning as you formulate these incredible new ideas that we're about to hear about?
So like a lot of people, I travel around the world quite extensively. And I got fed up with sitting on airport floors charging my phone. And 3 years ago, I thought I'd do something about this. So discovered some intellectual property from the University of Oxford in the UK that uses an advanced form of carbon to produce a different type of battery. And the key characteristic of this technology is that it charges very, very fast. So what we want to do is ultimately replace all of the slow charging batteries that we use today with something that will charge in just a few seconds. And at the end of life, we can fully recycle it. So one of the big concerns that I think everybody has that thinks about industries like the mobile phone industry today is that we expect companies like Apple to produce about 150 million iPhones this year. And in 3 or 4 years' time, all of those phones are going to end up in landfill, which is something that's just going to store up a problem for our children about how we get rid of all these devices in future years. So another characteristic of what drives me is producing something that at the end of life, we can fully recycle it.
And that's certainly good news and impacting the planet as we speak. Now, as an entrepreneur, what has been the greatest risk that you've taken in your career and for the company?
So when you look at lithium ion, it's a well-established technology that's been around now for 30 or 40 years. It's a very mature and it's a very large industry. So obviously what we are doing with a disruptive technology is looking to come into an industry and to compete. What we have to do is to be able to produce products at very high volume. Now, to scale that for you, the Tesla Gigafactory in Nevada, when it's on stream next year, will be able to make about 300 million lithium cells a month. So clearly what we need to be able to do is to make cells in those sort of volumes if we're going to compete in large markets like electric vehicles and consumer electronics like mobile phones. So to do that, what we've done is designed ourselves so that they can be made in the same factories that manufacture lithium ion and on the same machinery that makes lithium ion. That way we can find facilities that can make the cells in the sort of volumes that we need. Also, because we don't have to invest in the capital equipment, we can keep the cost down, which is clearly important because we understand that people want safer, faster charging batteries. But at the same time, they don't want to pay any more for them. So we have to be competitive on price to achieve these things. So when you're taking on a large incumbent industry, what we can do is deploy some of the tactics that they use in terms of the economies of scale for the production of the cells by using their own equipment. And that's what we're planning to do.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Now, how has your prior experience prepared you for your role at ZapGo? Get into that a little, if you would.
Well, I've done a number of startups. Some of them have succeeded. Some of them have not. And one of the things that you learn when a company doesn't succeed is how to do it better. And it's important, I think, to be in the, have the right product at the right time. One of the companies that I had that did not succeed was in the hydrogen and fuel cell space. And hydrogen and fuel cell is a technology whose day will come, I think, but it hasn't arrived yet. And so that was a technology which was really too early. But I think what I've learned now with the current business, with Zap and Go, is that if we look at some of the things that have happened in the battery industry, most notably the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 fires, it's clear that there is massive demand for an alternative which is safer and faster charging. And so this is a product which I think is right time and right place. So this time we'll succeed.
And certainly phenomenal what you've created through Zap Go Limited. Today we are joined by Stephen Voller, the Carbon Ion Technology creator and CEO of Zap Go Limited, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, Mr. Voller, ZapGo has developed its carbon ion technology quickly, especially when you consider how long lithium ion took. How do you and your team accomplish that enormous feat?
Well, we have some very smart people, but some of them come out of the University of Oxford that we've been working with. We also have a team of people that have experience in large-scale production of lithium batteries. And it's combining this new smart thinking with the best of the existing thinking with the current industry that has allowed us to scale the technology so quickly so that we can get products into market and offer solutions to customers that offer them a much safer, faster charging alternative. And if we think of technologies that have had some bad publicity, I think of the hoverboards last year, for example, where a number of people had their homes burned down because the lithium batteries that were inside the hoverboards were catching fire. Clearly, that sort of product is completely unacceptable, and it resulted in those products being completely banned. But it's a fun product and product that kids would like to use. So if we can offer a safer alternative, then we can bring those products back, which is great for everybody.
It certainly is. And also, who are some of your customers or partners, and how did you convince them? I don't think you had to convince them, but how did you get them to incorporate carbon ion technology into their products?
Well, right now we're working with a number of the cordless power tool vendors, and many people out there will own a drill at home that they probably purchased from Home Depot. One of the amazing facts about a cordless drill when it's used at home is that the usage of that product during the total time that it's owned is about 15 minutes on average. Because if you think about it, it only takes you a few seconds to drill a hole. But many people that use those products are very frustrated with them because maybe they need to do something at a weekend and the battery isn't charged. They go to their workshop and they find that for a job which is just going to take a few seconds, they've now got to wait an hour or so for the battery to charge. So we've completely changed that, and now we have replaceable packs that go on the end of the drills, which will charge in under a minute. This allows you to get on with your job. You don't have to wait around anymore, and they are perfectly adequate to use for the few minutes that most people need them for. And then they can be recharged again in just 1 minute. So we're looking to completely disrupt that industry with some new technology. We also have ride-on electric scooters, where instead of them taking several hours to recharge, and then it gives you 15 or 20 minutes of ride time, we've reduced the charge time down to just 5 minutes. So it means that you can get back on the scooter and ride it again in a very short period of time without the frustrating wait in between. So those are the first products that we plan to introduce at the end of this year.
Certainly exciting, and that is phenomenal that there is no wait time. That can only help the business without a question. With all these getting the products over to those that want to use this technology, outstanding. Now, lastly, what are unexpected challenges that entrepreneurs launching a brand new technology should be aware of from your experience as we conclude?
Well, I think the first thing is that you need to have sufficient resources, both in terms of cash and people. The way I've always thought about our business is as a small, large company. And what I mean by that is that right from the get-go, I brought in a team of people that were used to working in much bigger businesses so that we could really put in the structure in place to manage our business effectively. And now we're dealing with customers all over the world, and clearly what we have to have is the breadth of management. So I think as an entrepreneur, there's really two things which are your scarcest resource when you start. The first is cash, of course, which you need to manage, but the second is really management bandwidth. So you need to be able to deal with all the multitude of issues that any small and growing business needs to address. And that comes from really a small company like us dealing with much larger companies who are making the products like the cordless power tools and the scooters.
Well, Mr. Voller, it has been our pleasure to have had you and to get to know more about ZapGo and what's going on in the industry there. Thanks so much. Where can listeners get more information on ZapGo, and where could they also be in contact if they needed to do so?
So please visit our website, which is zapgo.com, ZAPGO.com. And you'll also find us on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Fantastic. Well, Mr. Voller, again, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Stephen Voller, the Carbon Ion Technology creator and CEO of ZapGo Limited. And for more information per this conversation, visit zapgo.com. This is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.